And 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 620-342-2600 for that complete list of services or just to set up an assessment. It's Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare, and there to care isn't just our motto. It is part of our core values. Our staff is comprised of individuals who act with integrity and commitment to working diligently to serve our patients and their families. Our staff advocates for the patients we respectfully care for in the comfort of their homes. We strive for excellence while providing skilled nursing services and therapy services, disease management, education, and many others. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Please call 342-2600 or visit us online, hometownhealthcare.net.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Tuesday morning, the 15th of October, 7:21. It is 39 degrees on our way to 60, and don't forget we do have the freeze warning in effect from 1 Wednesday morning until 9 Wednesday morning, so very early tomorrow morning. Freeze warning will be in effect. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Lisa Fuller, and to preview the Gary Fuller Shootout, which is now just days away. Lisa, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing all right here so far. So I'm going to ask you the first immediate thing that comes to mind with what's taking place on Saturday before we start diving into the full list of activities.
I'm ready.
You're ready?
I'm ready.
That's good. So what can we expect for those of us who are going to be first-time attendees on Saturday?
It's going to be a lot of fun. That's our whole goal, is to have fun and raise money for good causes. Youth in Lyon County, mainly we started in the 4-H area, but we've kind of branched out into some FFA groups and some trap shooting teams and just overall want to help out kids.
All right. So
first-timers.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, it looks like we're going to have a nice day. I kind of panicked a few days ago because, you know, I told you I'm weird about the weather. I start watching it, and then all of a sudden I look, and rain, no rain. And we haven't had rain in, like, I can't remember. And I figured, well, this would be the day. And they took it out, but, you know, they could always take and put it back in. But I think it's going to be a great day. Usually the day starts, we like everybody, registration begins at 8. We register till 9 or so, and then we start doing some housekeeping things, rules and safety. And then we try to start shooting by 10. But I always say, if you're running late, come anyway, because we're here raising money. So you can show up, and I'll sign you up, and you can go shoot.
Okay, so this is going to be at the Fuller residence, 1955 Road M, and that's, yep, as Lisa mentioned, registration from 8 to 9, and if you're late, show up anyway. It does not matter, and they're going to have a little, rules and safety and scholarship presentation coming up around 9 o'clock, yep. Lisa?
Yep, that is correct. We're giving away 5 more scholarships this year, $500 each. Some kids, most all of these kids, they're in a variety of places. I don't think there are anyone is in the same place. Lacey Rust, Braxton Young, Bethany D. Donder, McKinley Simp, and Lily Parks are our scholarship winners this year. And, you know, I've had some kids ask me, like, well, how do you fill out an application? I'm like, well, there really isn't one. And grades aren't a big thing. In fact, I don't even know about these kids. But you can tell by looking at them. You can tell by how they carry themselves within their schools and in 4-H. So we're kind of looking for seniors who are involved in the 4-H program above and beyond just exhibiting their project or going to a meeting. We're looking for kids, sure, who are helping other kids to excel in their projects. So that's what we look for when we start looking at these scholarships.
How gratifying is it, Lisa, for you and the family to have these scholarships available for students so they can, I guess, maybe get a better start on the next phase of their lives?
Well, it's awesome. Scholarships were kind of a thing. We started off just doing some prizes and the memorial belt buckles for the senior showman who stayed with it, because staying with 4-H until you're a senior, till your last year and beyond, that's rough because there are a lot of competing activities, sports, and mainly sports are the ones you run up against. But, you know, giving back to these kids is great. And I love the scholarship addition to everything. I also like branching out into other places. If we see somebody in need, that's where we're going to step in. And so it just makes our whole event that we do worth every minute of the hours that we put in to do this.
And you're able to provide belt buckles for Lyon County 4-H participants during the fair and other yep. activities at the fairgrounds, right?
Yes, we do that. And then in the spring, there's a spring livestock show. Okay. And we give prizes to every Lyon County kid who gets up, shows up, comes out, and takes their animal into the show ring. Because, you know, if anybody knows anything about our family, they know showmanship. That's the thing. I mean, you can pay all the money in the world you want for an animal, but it doesn't mean that you're going to be able to come in. And so a good showman is the effort of hard work and responsibility that you put into your project. So they put in a lot of hours to this project. And, you know, like it or not, you have to do the work with that animal. So it's just building work ethic, and we wanted to reward those showmen who come and stay till they're seniors. And some of these rascally seniors they've collected quite a collection of belt buckles, I shall say.
Yes, they have.
But I see them. I see them wearing them all over the place. I see them wearing the T-shirt that they give to every participant. And every participant in that show gets a shirt. So I'm all over Kansas, and I might go someplace. You might go out to Hutchinson to the State Fair, and you'll see a Gary Fuller Spring Classic T-shirt.
Well, let's talk about how the shootout itself works, Lisa, for those who want to participate. What exactly happens here?
Well, so what exactly happens is we have three stations. And those three stations is considered one round of shooting. And so one round includes the best of 25, so you'll shoot 5 shots from each stand. So there's a stand, and you move. And then there's the best of 25. And that is clay targets that come simultaneously, basically, from the left and the right. And we figured out how to make that station go quicker so we could do 2 shooters at once. You know, one can step up and shoot, step back, reload, and the other one's shooting. So you got 24 chances there. And then there's always knockout. It's a fan favorite. You know, you line them all up on a place, and just when you hit a clay, you might knock out the person that just shot. So if somebody shoots and then you shoot and hit it, they're out. But, you know, we like to make the game go on, so we give you a couple of strikes and then you're out. So, you know, it's more fun. I know people have asked me that, you know, how many shells you should bring, and I'm like, well, I don't know, bring at least 100. And then we have some shells available there to purchase as well in case anybody runs out. We don't want you to run out. And if you forgot, we don't want you to not shoot. So, again, we're raising money. So we have shells available. Got 2 age groups. There's going to be your 11 to 18-year-olds, and then or 11 to 17, and then 18 and up. We do ask that when you come, you bring your firearm and your ammo, and firearms need to be unloaded when you show up and in the case, just for safety reasons, because nobody wants you to be walking around with a loaded gun. So safety is kind of a top-notch subject. So then when we're shooting, you move from station to station, and it's on our farm, so you're always shooting in safe locations. And last year we did have a little trouble with one of our locations because we shoot towards a road to the north, and some citizen was just concerned. They were afraid that something was happening, but we have, whenever there's a car, you say something called cease fire, and so the car drives on by, and we go back to shooting. There's no houses anywhere close, and we are shooting shotguns. Remember, there's not like shooting a rifle, which those bullets can travel a long way. We have some kids activities.
Cool.
So there are kids who will want to come out, and we've got a little Daisy BB gun place that we set up, and they can come out and shoot BB guns at clay targets. That way they can also partake. We give some little prizes to the kids for that. Just, I don't know who decides which kid gets prizes.
You have a big silent auction, too, don't you?
We do. It's mounting quickly. I think I was trying to count, and I lose track because it's a lot. I'm pretty sure we have over 25 baskets, and I know there's probably at least 10 more that are going to show up the day of or the night of, because we'll set up on Friday night. And so we have all those silent auction baskets. They're filled with everything you can absolutely imagine. The donors that we have and our volunteers, I counted up just for kicks. Last year we had over 75 sponsored donors, and that's a lot. Some of them are monetary, and we use the money for, you know, however we see fit. If we need something, that way we have it so we can go buy it. And in excess of 25 volunteers. So big things. Nice prizes. I haven't even talked about prizes yet or food. We're having a taco and nacho bar, and it'll be going on. I don't know. We usually start that about 11 o'clock or so, and it's a donation only. You know, you just come, and that way anybody can come out, sit around, watch the silent auction, you know, check out the activities, and there's just kind of something for everybody in those silent auction baskets.
And you have a raffle, too, for Team James, I understand, a little fundraiser, too.
We do. I was trying to count up just how many guns we're going to be giving away on that day. And so a bunch of people went together and purchased a gun, and we're going to have that raffle going on there and kind of off in a separate location for Team James. It's a nice lever-action rifle made by Rossi. It's a 44 mag. It'll have some ammo to go with it. So those tickets can be purchased anytime. You can call me, message me, whatever. We've got the ability to take Venmo, Square, all kinds of things to collect up. And that gun, we will give that gun away that day, and all those proceeds are going to go to James Nunley and his family. Tickets are one ticket for $5 or five tickets for $20, and that gun's valued at $1,100. And then, while we're on the gun thing, back to the whole shooting, the round of shooting for adults. Every adult who shoots one round gets a ticket. We put it in a little can, and then at the end, we draw out. And so one of those shooters, whether they're the last place shooter or they never even shot, but they paid, they have a chance to win a Rock Island Armory 9mm pistol. And, of course, all these guns, I'll have a guy there, and he will do all the background checks on site. So that's why if you win a gun, it's great to be there, because we can take care of all the paperwork that day. And Right. That is 10 Star Guns, Rick. He does a fantastic job. He makes it to my stuff. He's been there for the last at least 5 years. So we're in our silent auction. We do have one gun on the silent auction, and it's a unique kind of thing because we'll have a customized hat and a customized shell pouch that holds a little box of shells that's customized with the Gary Fuller Memorial logo. And there'll be 10 of those out to bid on. And in one of those pouches, there's 11 chances because one will be auctioned live. So there'll be a ticket in one of those pouches that is the winning ticket. And this particular winner is going to win a 1854 44 mag lever action Smith & Wesson black and silver rifle. And it's a really neat gun. The gun Rick from 10 Star, he said, "Oh, I haven't seen one of those. I can't wait." And so that's going to be that. It's a pretty big deal. It's a nice gun. It values out at about $1,200. And then we have a couple of other fun card game and another raffle. I know, I could go on and on. The card game, we have a classic Henry lever action 22 rifle. So that's where you'll buy a card. One card's $20. And then throughout the day, we'll have Keith Foster on hand because he's going to do the cooking of the taco and nacho bar. He'll be on hand to do the card game, draw cards, and the last two cards, whoever is left, that's the winner. We have another raffle for an American Rancher Ruger Gen 556, and it's a rifle as well. So we have a lot.
You have a ton of stuff.
And then those,
wow.
Then
yikes.
Those prizes, you know, for first, second, and third in the youth division and the adult division. CK Outfitters out of up around Melbourne, they sponsor the Champion Gun, which is a TriStar over and under. So our champion shooter is going to get a really nice gun. And then our youth shooter, they will get a gun sponsored by Front Runner Outdoors right here in Lyon County. It's a Benelli shotgun. And then we have some great second and third place prizes.
All right, so it's a big, it's a big day. I'll tell you what, the Gary Fuller Shootout seems to get bigger each and every year, raising scholarships for area youth. You can't beat that. It's a great cause. It's this Saturday, 1955 Road M registration from 8 to 9, and looks like the first clay is going to be thrown around 10 o'clock this Saturday morning. Well, Lisa, you do a great job with this. Thanks to you and your volunteers. Hopefully we'll have a big turnout and a nice day.
I do have one last little thing. Youth, we love youth, obviously. So bring your kids out because we're really good with this. You know, it still costs them $30 to come and shoot a round. But you know what? If they had a bad round and they come back, there's people who have sent me some money and said, hey, if somebody doesn't have enough but they want to shoot, you know, a round on me. Sometimes if I'm walking through there and somebody, young kid, needs to improve their score, I'll just like put one on me, let that kid shoot again because this is what it's all about. But our friends at Prairie Land Partner John Deere every year have been giving us a lifetime hunting license to give to one of our lucky youth shooters. And that's a pretty big thing. Those things cost around just short of $500, I think. And so each youth shooter also gets to win a prize. And we've got a quail hunt, a youth quail hunt in the Flint Hills of Kansas to give away. So two things just for kids coming out and shooting. So it's a great time. Come out, eat lunch with us, look around. Usually we're done around 2-ish to 3-ish. We say 3, but we like to get done, you know, once all of our shooting is over, you know, we like everybody to come in. Might need a jacket. Looks like it could be chilly, but that always makes for a great day.
All right. Well, Lisa, thanks for your time this morning, and I hope you have a great day Saturday.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. We will.
All right. Lisa Fuller, the Gary Fuller Shootout, Chuck, coming up this Saturday, October 19th.
Okay. You want to be part of our newsmaker spot? The only one that we have available for the next couple